This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed, it is Figgy's Mixtape right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
How about that?
I am not.
That was good.
Figgy Fig. I am Reginald Zatatula. You got John Lopez, Byron Matthews hanging out with us on the day. Figgy Fig. Low food poisoning. Mm-hmm. Say what's up to the man. Make sure that he knows that you love and appreciate his work, because we sure do in this mixtape.
And you might more after the segment.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, you might love and appreciate it a lot more. As they say, distance makes the heart grow fonder. And so, I hope he's feeling better. I have been in charge with handling his light work in this instance, mm-hmm. of doing the show on this Thirsty Thursday. And so I'm gonna do my best here. He left us with some content that we are now to make. He left us with the ingredients. So, Lopez, me and you are charged with making this work. All right. So, he started with the top 10 mispronounced words that make you sound dumb. Now, of course, it's always worth noting that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge too quickly, and especially not off of, like, one thing, per se.
Yeah.
But with that said, you know, there's some words that you can imagine, or some instances where someone says something, and in that instance, you know, I guess the lizard brain instantly takes you to the place of, oh, well, this person might not be all that smart.
Yeah.
So what are some of those words for you? 713-572-4610 is the number to text, because there's some words here, right? For example, word number one, frustrated. I'm just so frustrated.
You're frustrated?
Yeah. Of course, the word frustrated is but for frustrated is what's put there.
That's not one I hear a lot.
I don't think about that.
I don't either. I actually jotted down three words, and I think either two or all three of them are on his list that drive me nuts.
Oh, they drive you up the wall.
Nuts.
Okay.
And I'm with you. I don't think, oh, you're dumb. It just makes my skin crawl.
That's how you pronounce it.
I mean, that's just the way they do it.
Joseph on the YouTube says, supposedly.
Oh, yeah. Though I should have put that one down, too.
That's one of those.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. This is funny.
No, that one for sure. About the three I wrote down, the first one is mischievous. You pronounce it mischievous. It's not mischievous.
That one don't make me upset.
Yeah, it's mischievous.
Okay.
The second one I wrote down is the most common one that a lot of people makes their skin crawl. It's nuclear.
Nuclear?
It's not nuclear.
That one does. I don't know.
It's nuclear.
It's not quite annoying. It's just like it's very aware to my ear. Like,
yeah.
My ear hears it very clearly.
You just
like, kind of
go, ooh.
Yeah.
Inside. You don't necessarily do it outside.
Hey.
And then the number one that drives me crazy every time is when people say irregardless. It's not a word.
It is now.
Well, they put it in the dictionary.
Yeah. That's how the language works, though. Like,
yeah,
that's.
Yeah.
So I can be a snob about some of these things, admittedly, right? I'll never run away from that.
Me too.
But I also try and operate to where I counteract that. And one of the places where I will absolutely counteract that is that, hey, man, language, we often think about a language as a fixed thing.
Mm-hmm.
Language evolves. Language changes with conversation. There's a lot of things that we're like, oh, that is the proper word that 200 years ago was absolutely not, right?
Yeah.
Like, was absolutely outside of the realm.
It was not a word.
And I
don't think it is a word now.
No, it's a word.
Because I think when Merriam-Webster or whatever dictionary, I think their philosophy on this is like, so many people are saying it wrong, we might as well put it in the dictionary.
Well, it's not even about it saying, I don't like, what is wrong? Communication is about getting your point across.
Yeah.
If ultimately you look around at the community of speakers in the language and the message is getting across with this word being used this way, mm-hmm. that is how the word is used now. Like,
yeah.
That is what it means,
mm-hmm.
right? So sometimes
still wrong.
Sometimes
you're not going to change my mind on this.
Well, it's fine.
I'm not going to change my mind.
It's okay.
Some
other words given to us specifically.
Yes.
Oh, Byron, that one got you.
Pacifically?
I used to make that mistake when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And when my mom corrected me and I started seeing other people saying, I was like, thank goodness my mom is very big on speaking the King's English, because going around saying pacifically is crazy. I'm happy my mom called it at an early age.
Other ones, obviously, the franchise known as Chipotle.
Yeah, everybody knows you pronounce it Chipotle.
Chipotle. people say it's Chipotle or Chipotle.
Yeah.
I've heard that as well. A quesadilla.
Okay, so that's
or a quesadilla.
That leads us down another path here, to me, anyway. If you live in Houston, Texas, and you say quesadilla, you're not even trying. Like you live in Texas, and you're saying quesadilla. You're slow.
wow.
Like,
so do you pronounce, how do you pronounce the you know, the flaky breakfast, or you know, bread from France?
The flow, oh, croissant.
Oh, so you do, you're like, oh, the language of origin. I need to impart that,
it's a
that inflection.
Okay. No, I'm talking about Mexican food. Like people who say quesadilla, you're not trying. Queso, or you know, or something like that, it's queso. If you don't know that by now, and you've been in Houston for more than a year, maybe 6 months, I got a problem with that. I got a problem. Same thing with fajitas. Fajitas. No.
You know what they want.
I do.
The sizzling.
Just try a little harder.
Oh, wow. That's fun. 346 said they had a coworker call it French benefits instead of fringe benefits. That's fun.
That's good.
That's spicy. I like
those French benefits.
Anything that starts with ES that's like X-scape.
Oh, yeah.
Espresso.
Oh, I was just going to say, people say espresso.
And then my personal favorite is the library.
The library. Well, anybody
shout out
over
to 832.
Anybody over 8 that says library, that's a big issue as well.
Some other ones that came. All right, so this one legitimately actually does annoy me a little bit, and I have to tell myself, Reginald, don't be a jerk. When people say it's a mute point.
Oh God, yes,
yes,
yeah.
And then, now we're getting into the weeds, because
we are getting into
because
the
some of these are very much not. You shouldn't. It shouldn't matter that much, but when people say, they're not want for something. It's want. It's O. It's W-O-N-T.
As I am want to do?
As I am want to do. Not I, as I am want to do.
Someone said nip it in the butt. That's funny. Conversate. Conversate is one of those that I think it's becoming a word in and of itself as opposed to converse.
Mm-hmm.
That is
kind of a recent thing.
Yeah, we're seeing the language shift there.
We're conversating.
Well. Ambulance is funny because I just said it that way, right? I guess it's ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who at one point called it an ambulance, and I've never been able to call it anything different.
With a CH?
Yes, yes, the ambulance.
281 says, mother-in-law's from Beaumont. We tried for years to get her to pronounce queso correctly. She gave up and now calls it cheese sauce. Give me some of that. Give me some of that cheese sauce. Hey, that's better.
Cheese sauce. Oh, well, you might get some stuff that you don't necessarily want. Give me some queso blanco. Is that
talking.
You're not getting queso blanco if you ask for cheese sauce, yes. I believe. All right. So let's keep moving on mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the other side of this is, you know, what career would you avoid even for double the pay? And like, obviously, look, work is work, and there's you know, a value in all of it, right? There's mm-hmm. there's some dignity in all of it. However, there's some times where you just say, I ain't doing that.
Window right? cleaner.
Oh, yes. That's a great answer.
Window cleaner.
Right. So there,
you couldn't. I mean, you could triple my salary. Nope. I am not going to clean those
windows.
Do you
have a fear of heights?
I really don't, but that just seems so ominous. Like, I go up buildings, obviously no real fear of heights and, you know, towers and all that stuff. You know, I go look it out the window. But something about hanging on the side of a building. I mean, it's just held up there with a wire, you know. That's the first one that popped into my mind.
So, yeah, what Figgy has here for us is that many people claim they'd do anything to bring home more bacon, but not all of them would, like, switch careers to be a pig butcher, right? Like, just, so, like, the idea of, you know, going and actually getting it out the mud in some ways, maybe literally.
And then butchering.
Not there for you. Because there's apparently a new survey on undesirable jobs that people will avoid, even with double pay. And here are some of the popular answers. Number one. meatpacking plant worker.
That's a tough one.
I mean, during the COVID time, we learned a lot.
Yes, we did.
We learned a lot about what them people go through. We talk about the essential workers and the people that keep this thing moving. Man, those meatpacking plants, the environments, the work environment is not one that I would step into for six, maybe seven figures.
And it's ugly, it's dirty.
So shout out to the people that make that happen, man. Yes. I have a great appreciation for those folks. From the 281, they said being a lawyer is doing homework for a living. That's fair. Mm-hmm. Like the job, people don't think about, well, maybe they do. I don't know how much people think about the idea of being a lawyer and how much reading that entails.
Every day.
So much reading.
Every day. A lot of it.
Changing the light bulb on the top of an antenna tower comes in from the 832. Yeah, that's...
I've never even thought of that. Somebody has to do that.
Somebody got to go up and do that, man. Somebody's or those light bulbs on the highway, too. Yeah. Like going up,
Oh, no.
Somebody's got to do that.
Like I don't know. Yeah, fear heights. I'll go ahead and say that. So, yeah, that's not going to be one I do. How about this? Commercial fishermen.
I know a lot. Obviously, you know, with what I do and like to do, and I'm always on the water. I know a lot of commercial fishermen. It's a horrible job. It sounds cool. Hey, I'm going
to
be a...
You get to fish for work.
I'm going
to
be a shrimper. I'm going to be a this or that. It is 16, 18-hour days. It is dirty. It is stinky. The conditions... I mean, you have to go out every day. See, I go fishing. The weather's not looking so good. I think I'm going to stay here and do something else. No. You go out every day. You know, 15-foot waves, all this other stuff. And the other thing about commercial... Every commercial fisherman I know or have known... They've had a fish smell their entire life. You can't get rid of it. That fishy smell that just haunts you.
So apparently commercial fishermen is least desirable in Bama, Alaska, Florida, Maine, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Mm-hmm. On the text line, 832, roofing during the summer in Houston.
Ooh, I've done that.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it.
Shout out to all them roofers, man.
I did it one summer.
That is some tough work. Least desired in Arizona, Arkansas, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Utah, and West Virginia, funny enough. But
has anyone said plumber?
Plumber has not come up just yet. I think plumbing is pretty good work if you can get
it's pretty well paying, I know.
But I mean, that's a lot of these things, which is why actually one of these that comes up on here, you mentioned skyscraper window cleaner. Mm-hmm. That comes up here as well. Least undesirable job in Connecticut, Maryland, Jersey, New York, of course, Tennessee and Washington. But electrician comes on here. And I was like,
that's a shocking one.
Okay.
I see what you did there.
All right. Okay.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't even think of that.
Whatever, man. I don't believe you. I do not believe you. But yeah, electrician, and maybe this is one of those things where I don't have the full breadth of what the work is, but I know they get paid fairly well, and like there's a lot of knowledge that's involved. I guess there's like the risk of like electrocuting yourself or some sort, but it feels like that can work pretty easily.
There's electrician, well, and then there's the one that it's more specific, power line worker.
See, that's split up differently.
No,
Peter.
Thank you.
And
no,
yeah,
thank
you. No. And
power
it's not
lines
just,
are... They'll kill you.
Yeah, and it's not just that, right? It's especially with all of the...
and the heights.
With all the natural disasters that we're getting now and seeing like also some of the strenuous work environments that you could be put under.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are going up in a different way where I'm like, hey, you're getting more money, but I also feel like you're in a different place. Like you're asking for a whole different level of work now, even for the money that you're getting, which brought me to one of the ones that I immediately think of always, oil rig workers.
That is... we have a lot that listen to our show. Correct me here, but I think it's 1 week on, 2 weeks off, something like that.
That sounds about
right. Or 2 weeks on, 1 week off. And you are out there and you are alone and you're doing some very dirty, very hard, very dangerous work. That is absolutely on the list.
I almost chose that career path, actually.
Really? Yeah.
There was a point I didn't want to do college anymore. Mm-hmm. And so, but then when I saw like the type of injuries that they can get.
Oh, fingers, arms.
I was like, oh, no, thank you. Yeah. So I went to my mom and said, yeah, I'm going back to work.
I'm going back to college.
Yeah.
I'm going back to college.
Just like that.
And not surprising at all, this is where Texas falls when it comes to it. This is the highest,
the most undesirable
career path in Texas, along with California, Louisiana, and New Mexico.
Oil rig worker. Yeah, there's one more on here that you don't think it. You think it's like old, but no, it's still very common, especially in the mountain regions, Tennessee, Kentucky, Wyoming, coal miner.
Yeah, getting the black lung.
Yeah, the coal miner, if you go down that career path, it's one of those careers that is eventually going to kill you. It might kill you with a collapse and you die immediately, or it might kill you with black lung, but it's going to kill you. Coal mine workers, your job is going to kill you at some point.
It's a matter of when.
It's just a matter of when.
Some other ones that came in here, logger, least popular in Montana, North Dakota, and Vermont. We mentioned power line worker, steel worker, in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. And interestingly enough, security officer. I guess Rhode Island must be living good. They're like,
I don't want to work security. Word?
We have one of our oil rig workers weighing in. He says it's 14 on, 14 off. Land is different. Offshore, they do 14 and 14. I guess land is 14 and 7, whatever. But that's tough, tough work.
Some other ones that folks threw up here. Furniture mover, just movers in general, man. Movers, that's some backbreaking work, and sometimes for not enough. Some other things, waste management. Yeah, shout out to them folks. Honestly,
it's got a little easier, hadn't it? I'm not trying to downplay.
In what way?
With the machines now. You know, you got the big cans.
Yeah, but
the
machine. I mean,
you still got to throw some stuff around.
Yeah, the only thing about that is I think with the machines, it gives companies more leeway to be like, hey, you don't need as many people.
But they still have guys on the backs of the trucks, like to pick up little stuff or big stuff or whatever.
Maybe if you work at sanitation, let us know if that has indeed gotten easier or if just Lopez is underrating your job. constructing roads, absolutely. And if any indication is given by the length of time that these roads stay unconstructed, I imagine that's tough work and you just outside, right, out there. Sewage cleaner, yep. Porta potty drainer.
Ugh.
Wouldn't do that personally. Those are the main ones that I'm seeing come in. Shout out to all the people that actually do that work, because as we're saying, I would never do it. Somebody is, and we appreciate you. And that's probably why they get paid so damn well.
yes,
appreciate you guys hanging out with this door-to-door sales. Yeah, see, I personally couldn't do it, but there's some people that are so good at sales that, yeah, they can knock that out the park.
A lot of people, it's a passion. I couldn't do it. And you and I are both, we're outgoing. It's just the concept.
I'm not. It's a facade.
Yeah, it's just the concept of that. You know?
I play outgoing well. and then this one is one that is underrated. I'm glad this was texted in by Jimbo H-Town. Repo driver.
Oh, yeah.
The repossession man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, that does not sound as difficult as you might think. Oh, you just go hook up the car. It's not the car.
No.
It's what the person that wants to keep that car and that clearly isn't paying for it might do in order to keep that car.
And they would. They do.
If there is one tool that is necessary for a repo driver, it is a truck with a winch. The second tool is that blammy. Is that steel. That is necessary.
Protect yourself.
That is 100%.
Protect yourself.
100%. And there you go. That's Figgy's mixtape for this Thursday, October 24th, right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Get well soon, Fig. It was fun to play you for a day, but I'd much like it a lot more if you're doing the segment. So get feel better. All right. Coming up next, we're getting ready to hand it off to our guys, Clint and Ron, who are at the Buffalo Wild Wings. That's off Tomball Parkway, you said?
Yes, off Tomball Parkway.
Okay, so those guys are getting themselves ready for the broadcast. We'll hand it over to them after I think we revisit some of the audio from CJ Stroud yesterday. We'll do that next.